The show opening the Cincinnati Playhouse's Shelter House season is a dangerous one. It pushes audiences to examine subjects like religion and politics, topics we often shy away from in polite company. In a highly polarized presidential election year, Ayed Akhtar's Disgraced is a timely story that's going to take audiences to places that are not very comfortable. That was the playwright's intention, and he was rewarded with the 2013 Pulitzer Prize for his new play. With me in the studio tonight is director Lisa Portis, who is making her Playhouse debut with this production. Welcome, Lisa.
Hi, thank you so much.
I wonder if we could start by you giving me a quick sketch of the story of Disgraced.
Sure. Disgraced is the story of Amir Kapoor. He's a very successful corporate lawyer of Pakistani descent. He's married to the lovely Emily, who is an artist, very interested in Islamic art. He has a nephew named Abe Jansen. He changed his name, who at the beginning of the play is asking him if he would please go down and help an imam who's been jailed. Amir doesn't want to do it, but his son and his wife convince him to go ahead and do it. Meanwhile, Amir's partner, Jory, at the law firm, has a husband, Isaac, who is the curator of the Whitney Museum. Amir puts Isaac together with his wife, Emily, and Isaac ends up putting up a show of her work. The central piece of the play is a dinner party between Isaac, the curator of the Whitney, Jory, the partner at the law firm, African-American, a successful woman, Amir Kapoor, and his wife, Emily.
Who is not Pakistani. She's an American.
U.S., whatever, right. Mayflower probably descent.
Right.
Yes.
Right. Right.
It looks like the ideal 21st century dinner party until all hell breaks loose.
So our prejudices here in America are exposed in some pretty raw ways this year. When Akhtar wrote this play 4 years ago, he couldn't possibly have known that what's happening now was going to be happening, although things were certainly raw in many ways then, made even more so, I guess, by things like Islamophobia and so on today. This play has been one of the most produced in America, more than 50 productions in the past 2 years. Why do you think it has done that beyond maybe the obvious?
Well, I think it kind of is the obvious. We're deeply curious. I think as a nation, we're deeply curious about Islam, about the American dream, and what the conversation is. You know, not only is it about Islam, you know, as I said, one of the characters, you know, at this dinner party, we have an African-American woman, we have a Jewish man, we have a Muslim-raised Pakistani, he's since been an apostate, and a white woman, right? So you have, like I said, what you'd think would be the ideal 21st century dinner party. And I think we're deeply curious about how do we come together? Do we come together? What are the kind of innate conflicts that we may not understand or in our kind of well-meaning liberalness gloss over? And so I think that the play has really hit a nerve in the country right now.
It is obvious, I think, just by the popularity of it, that it was very timely. But also, I read something in which Akhtar said that he didn't really intend to write a play of ideas, that his aim was really to write something that was an entertainment. So could you talk a little bit about that? So it's not just, these people are not just representing perspectives. They're pretty real people having very real conversations at a dinner party.
Absolutely. I mean, I think what's brilliant about Akhtar's play is that he brings up a whole bunch of, you know, he touches a whole lot of buttons that we're invested in as a nation right now. But it's in the body. This is what great drama does. It's in the bodies of real people. It's in the bodies of great character, as Aristotle would say. Character is the embodiment of idea, but when it's done well, it's not, a character isn't a kind of walking idea. A character is a fleshed out human person with problems that I think anybody in the audience will be able to empathize with. I think with all four characters, if we do this well, there will be empathy, I think, for all four characters in the play, despite, I think, some of the turns that the play takes.
Well, audiences will be in a position to begin judging that soon. Previews start on Saturday, and the show officially opens on September 29th, continues through October 23rd. For more information, you can follow the link that you'll find at wvxu.org/aroundcincinnati. I've been talking with director Lisa Portis, who's staging Disgraced. Thanks for coming by for this conversation.
You bet. Thanks very much.
For Around Cincinnati, I'm Rick Pender.